USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Democrats are drafting formal articles of impeachment against President Trump. Senate Judiciary Chairman Lindsey Graham reacts to the announcement.
The abuse of power is by House Democrats, not the President of the United States. They've abused their power to investigate. They created behind-closed-doors hearings in the Intel Committee. They denied the President's counsel the right to participate.
Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler says Trump will be charged with abuse of power and obstruction of justice. Congress will be debating this on the floor beginning on Thursday. U.S. airlines are predicting that more than 47 million Americans will travel by air over the holidays. According to the Airlines for America, an average of 2.6 million passengers will travel every day until January 5th of next year. And in a developing story, police in Jersey City, New Jersey, say they're responding to an active shooter situation. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
The NAFTA trade deal is set to be replaced. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
On the same day that U.S. House Democrats released two articles of impeachment against President Trump, Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says a deal has also been made with the White House concerning the USMCA trade agreement, which is to replace NAFTA and which has been one of President Trump's top priorities. Pelosi says,
again, the bill came a very long distance from the first treaty they wanted to sign to the one that they're signing today. So we feel very happy about it.
A New York state judge on Tuesday ruled in favor of ExxonMobil in the climate fraud case brought by the attorney general in New York, clearing the company of deceiving investors and delivering a devastating defeat to the Exxon New campaign. The judge ruled that the state attorney general's office failed to show that ExxonMobil made any material misrepresentations. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now you can get a great deal and extra safety because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
Customs and Border Protection Acting Commissioner Mark Morgan is praising the Trump administration's immigration crackdown at the southern border, especially how the president addresses some of the loopholes that are allowing children to be used by adults to get into the United States.
I think where the credit really belongs, Brian, is to this president and this administration because of the focus and the initiatives that organizations like CBP and our partner agencies have implemented has caused those numbers to go down. And remember, the really driving factor of this crisis was families come from Central America because they were told, and they were right, because of loopholes, you grab a kid, that was your entry into the United States. Because of this president and these initiatives, we've shut that down. Since the peak of May, we have reduced that by 85% families coming from the Northern Triangle country.
The Inspector General report was released on Monday, and including former FBI Director James Comey have been out taking victory laps since it was reported that there was no evidence of political bias in the FBI's Russia probe. Although, according to Republican Congressman Mark Meadows of North Carolina, there's still a lot of things that are troubling in that report.
When he says no one was spied on, actually four Trump campaign officials were not only surveilled, but they were secretly recorded over a dozen times.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.